Hello, everybody, and welcome to Great North Adventures podcast number 8. Today's date is Friday, August 30th, 2019. And for those of you who don't know, this is my weekly review of my attempt to ride my motorcycle from the Arctic Ocean to the Antarctic Ocean. The odometer reading this week, 41,797. Means we did around 1,800 Ks this week. We started in El Troncones, Guerrero Negro, Mexico, and we made it to Antigua, Guatemala. A few crazy days to start the week this week, especially Acapulco, but since we got into Guatemala, we definitely had some of the best driving of the trip so far. As we said, 1,800 Ks this week, so got after it a bit in Mexico. We did most of our kilometers there. We've been doing kind of half days in Guatemala. So most of the Ks we did just kind of cruising through Mexico, trying to get somewhere different, make up a bit of time. Some highlights of the week. I got goosebumps for the first time in probably a month and a half. So that was pretty cool. Got a sensation of cold. Had to do up the jacket on a couple of the drives, so that was really, really appreciated, really awesome. Not sweating, just standing there, you know, sweating through your shirt all day, so that's really great. Lots of street food this week. Jalotes, which is corn covered in mayonnaise with chili powder, cheese, and lime juice. Really amazing. Lots of taquitos, tortas, which is like a fried sandwich filled with ham and cheese. Really good. And had a couple of paquetes and menu del dias, which are, if you know Spanish, menu del dia means menu of the day. And it's a really cheap way to eat. It comes beans, rice, tortillas, meat, and some salsa. So, and with a lemonade as well for $3 Canadian. So really good, tasty, cheap. The Highway 200 from Puerto Escondido to Santa Cruz was a great drive. That's in Mexico. Not many topes, which are speed bumps. A great road, curves, mountainous. It was great speed. We did 490 Ks that day. So, you know, the driving's good when you can just hammer out almost a 500 K day there. One of the funniest parts of the week was there was a big military checkpoint, and all the trucks are kind of stopped, and they don't really care about motorcycles because you're not smuggling anything too big, at least. So we were passing on the right of all these stopped cars, and we were trying to go between these two kind of concrete barricades, and Braden hit one. He kind of kicked one over and hit it with his saddlebag, which was hilarious, just right in front of everybody in the military. It just took off, so that was really funny. We had a good laugh about that. And also, Braden loves honking at the taxis here. They drive around, beep, 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 you need a ride, beep, 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 beep. And Braden likes to return the favor a little bit anytime they stop or slow down or anything like that. And so they're not a fan, but I am. In Guatemala, from San Marcos to Lake Atitlan, that might have been the best 80 Ks of driving on our trip so far. Cold, had to do up the jacket, mountainous, scenic. Great road. You're driving in the clouds, you turn a corner and the whole world opens up in front of you. No topes, no speed bumps. And when we were descending from kind of the mountaintops into the lake, it was 20 hairpin switchback turns, just first gear, you know, using your compression brake going down. And it was so steep that Braden's rear brake actually overheated, so we had to pull off to the side and let that cool down before we could keep going again. It was definitely something special. A couple of lowlights this week, not as many as highlights, but still kind of important. The topes in Oaxaca, there was a billion, million, zillion of them, just the province of Oaxaca. Just every 100 meters, you're stopping, slowing down to first gear, going over a massive speed bump, getting up to third or fourth gear, then slowing down, going back to first, going over a massive speed bump. And just when you're trying to do some, like, make up some time and do some kilometers, that really, really gets on your nerves. But so that was happy we're kind of out of topeopolis. Somebody, it's not really a low light, but somebody stole my stinky old water socks. I had these kind of water shoes that, you know, wearing them, no socks, running, you know, going fishing with them, wearing them in salt water, doing all this, and I left them on the tarp to kind of dry out, and somebody made off with them. So I just went out and bought $3 sandals yesterday, so it's not that too much sweat off my back, but it's just funny that, and my feet are bigger than everybody's here. Nobody has size 12 shoes here, so I don't know what anybody's going to do with stolen, stinky, broken water socks, but good on them. And the last kind of low light was Acapulco, just in general. We had a decent plan to kind of circumnavigate Acapulco via a toll road, but didn't work out that way. One of the exits was blocked off, I guess the main exit that we were planning on taking, so it took us around back into the city. And, you know, a three-lane road, cars parked on one side, pulling out, pulling in, stop lights. There was three lanes, but probably five lanes of traffic. Nobody wants to give you any room. Nobody respects your space. So it was, you know, I ended up in the HOV one time, and they've got the HOV lane, and they've got these little barricades, but they're big enough to be an obstruction, definitely if you're on a motorcycle. And kind of was stuck in there waiting for a bus to pass me, and I'm trying to keep up with Braden. I had to kind of dodge in between a hole in these barricades, and it was just a whole horror show. Yeah, we had to stop on the sidewalk to check our map to find out where we were going there. We ran into the wrong border crossing, and we had to dip between these two big, massive concrete barricades and rejoin traffic. I would not recommend driving around Acapulco at all. And I guess just a bit further down, there was a construction zone, and we're stopped behind a massive dump truck. It's a one-lane dirt road, and we're stuck behind a massive dump truck standing beside our bikes because we're all stopped. And the dump truck starts moving really slowly, and so Braden hops on his bike and starts moving, and I'm just like a second or two behind him, and this cab driver tries to pass me. And so I gave him a few choice words, flipped him the bird, and it was a whole scene. But Acapulco is a whole horror show, and just if anybody is thinking about going or driving anywhere near there, don't do it. The scariest moment of the week, there was, again, driving through Oaxaca, trying to make a bit of time. We're falling behind a truck, and we're coming around a corner, and there's an unmarked tope, speed bump. And so the truck slams on his brakes, but he didn't have any brake lights, so I didn't know how. I thought he was just kind of gearing down, not actually hammering the brakes. So my reaction time was a little slower, and ended up kind of kissing his back bumper with my wheel there. And it was just, you know, the car standards in Mexico are not what they're like in Canada. So that was a pretty scary moment there. But no injuries, no damage, no nothing. Just a close call. I saw a couple critters this week. One of the interesting ones, we saw a big old dirty gray squirrel living in a palm tree, which was real interesting. I didn't know if there'd be squirrels down here, and especially living in palm trees, but that was pretty cool. I saw some cute baby pigs, lots of farm animals. There's some colorful birds starting to appear, more tropical kind of parrot-looking things. Gold, green, blue, red, all sorts of stuff. And driving down the road in Mexico, we saw a massive tarantula on the side of the road, just dinner plate sized, thick. It was a critter to be reckoned with, for sure. Went fishing off the dock at our hostel at Lake Atitlan. Didn't catch anything. Lots of little tiny bluegill followers and that sort of stuff. Saw a couple 1-2 pound bass, and what the locals call a tiger fish down there, but tried a whole bunch of flies, streamers, nymphs, everything like that. Nothing was really happening, so that's why it's fishing, not catching, right? Did some bike maintenance this week. Found my foot pegs were loose and one was missing a bolt. So went through my pile of hardware there and found an extra bolt to put in there. Added some Loctite, tightened them up, and they've been holding steady right now. I ripped my sheepskin a couple weeks back, just kind of coming off the bike. Pulled it with my heel and ripped a portion of it. So I stitched that back up. Sent it through the washing machine, and I've been riding it a little bit, and it's holding up great, so that's good. We got some bad gas in Mexico, so as soon as we were maybe 50 k's from the Guatemalan border, and both our bikes, mine and Braden's bikes, start chugging away and making weird noises and acting real weird. So we stopped, put some fuel additive in, and eventually cleared that up. And of course, when it rains, it pours. Again, just before the border, my fan, which cools the radiator and the coolant, stopped working, and it was still really hot in Mexico. And then as soon as you get into Guatemala, you start going up into the hills. So riding uphill on one cylinder's low, fully loaded, really stresses the engine a bit, so it starts overheating pretty regularly. So found a loose connection under the seat, retaped it, got it all sussed out, working perfectly again, and greased all the cables and connections and all that sort of stuff, so it should be working pretty good. Final thoughts of the week. I feel that Guatemala has third world charm with first world temperatures. So it's quite civilized, the climate, and you get that craziness of third world, you know, dipping and dodging in traffic, good food, street markets, people everywhere. It's a really good place. I recommend coming to visit. That's it for me, everybody. Thanks for listening. Talk to you again next week, and love you lots. Talk to you soon. Bye.